稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们一同以清洁、谦卑的心，再一次来认识主的教会。
And with a pure and humble heart, let us come to know once again of the true Jesus Church.
那我们今天是要从启示录的第四章来认识真神耶稣的教会。
Today we shall learn from Revelation chapter 4 on this Church of Christ.
真神耶稣的教会就是真耶稣教会。
The true Church of God is called the true Jesus Church.
从这个招牌的名字就已经告诉了我们，这是真神耶稣的教会。
From the name of the church, it tells us that it is the church of God and it is only one.
那旧约的会幕就是神临在的圣殿。
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle is where the presence of God was.
神临在的圣殿就是今日属灵的真教会。
The temple of God that he dwelt in is the true church today.
我们都知道会幕的外表是没有什么好看的。
We know that the sanctuary has no external beauty.
因为神交代故意、哦、要把一个黑一张大大的、黑狗皮、把它 包起来，把它盖住，把它遮住。
Because God specifically mentioned to cover this tabernacle with this baggage.
所以你看它的外表没有东西好看，也不好看。
That is why there is no earthly appearance.
但是里面呢，却是华美荣耀的，非常美丽的。
But in it, it is very beautiful and glorious.
就是我们回到造会幕的旧约造会幕的情形去看。
We can refer this to the Old Testament.
那今天属灵真耶稣教会也是一样。
Today, the true Jesus Church is the same.
许多人都看不起这个真耶稣教会。
Many people despise the true Jesus Church.
也觉得没有什么，很平常，也很甚至很贫穷。
They think it is a very ordinary to such an extent that it is poor one.
因为里面的信徒大部分也没有什么特别的，都很平凡的小，无学的小。
Because the members inside this church are very ordinary people. In fact, they are lowly people.
我们先看哥林多前书的第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
世人是怎么样看真神的教会呢？
How does the people of the world view this church?
那我们自己又怎样来看自己的教会呢？
How then do we view the church of ours here?
哥林多前书一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1,
26到28
verses 26 to 28.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。你看到吗？真神教会里面，神所拣选的是怎样的人？自己看。
You can take a look at yourself. What kind of people our Lord chose?
有智慧的不多，有智慧有了，但是不多了。
There are not many who are wise.
有能力的也有了，但是也不多了。
And there are not many who are mighty.
有尊贵的也有了，但是也不多了。
There are also not many who are noble.
大部分都是又软弱的、又卑贱的，被人家厌恶的，甚至被人家厌恶的，人家讨厌的。
And most of us here are the weak and the shameful ones and the despised.
甚至再进一步说，还有一种是一无所有的，好像无有的，什么都没有的，贫穷的。
And to the extent that many are without anything.
所以你看外表真耶稣教会、哦、你看到的你不会欣赏，也不会羡慕的啦。
Therefore, if you look at the outer appearance, you will not admire or appreciate it.
所以为什么现在这么多人要跑到外教会去？这么大街，这么多人，这么多老板，这么多专业人士，今天就是这样子的。
And that is precisely why many have gone to the other denomination today.
但是呢，重点是在哪里呢？
But where is the key point?
神为什么故意选这些卑微的、软弱的进入神的教会？为什么？
Why did God choose the foolish and the shameful into His church?
这里神又给我们一个答案。
Here God gave us one answer.
那答案在29节。
The answer is in 29.
这也是这教会里面的重点。
And this is also the important point.
使一耳声，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能够自夸。这是神的旨意，也是神的拣选的方法，也是神的旨意。
This is the will of God and His method to elect us.
为了要叫那些专业的、有钱的、大老板的、那些有智慧的、有学问的，一个也不能自夸。
So that the rich and the wise and the mighty and the wealthy cannot boast.
今天我们从启示录来看真教会。
Today, from the book of Revelation, we will take a look at this true Jesus Church.
而且真教会里面有十样的宝物。
There are 10 precious things in this church.
到底有那十样呢？
Or what are the 10?
来，我们来看启示录的第四章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 4.
启示录的第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
我们先读一节到二节。
We read verses 1 and 2.
一、二、三。此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。好，我们先读这两节。
We will just read these two verses.
因为今天应该没办法讲到十样宝物。
We shall not be touching all the 10 treasures today.
我们先看我们要讲的，先分享一节跟二节里面的内容。
We will share the content of verses 1 and 2.
启示录的第一个意象是什么？知道吗？
What is the first vision in the book of Revelation?
启示录有很多很多的意象，但是第一个意象是什么呢？
There are many visions in the book of Revelation, but what is the first one?
第一个意象就是荣耀的基督。
The first one is the glorious Christ.
你打开启示录第一章就看到荣耀的基督，非常的荣耀。
When you turn to Revelation chapter 1, you can see the glorious Christ.
并且呢，这个荣耀的基督呢，是驾着云降临的基督。
And this glorious Christ came down in the clouds.
那是他的大荣耀来的。
And that is his great glory.
那如果看启示录没有看到荣耀的基督，那你是白看启示录了，你看不懂启示录了，你什么都没看到的。
If you read a Revelation without seeing the glorious Christ, then you have read in vain.
许多人看启示录看什么大红龙啦，什么兽啦，又什么白马，什么红马黑马，看一大堆世界的东西啦，那些魔鬼的东西啦，就没有看到荣耀的基督。
Many people can see the great red dragon, or the black horse or the white horse, but they are not able to see the glorious Christ.
其实启示录第一章就已经告诉我们，就让我们看的第一个意象就是荣耀基督，这是非常重要的。整本启示录当中就是荣耀的基督。
And chapter 1 already tells us the glorious Christ. In fact, the entire Revelation tells us of this glorious Christ.
就是刚才我们唱诗传道为什么要问真耶稣教会，教会的根基是什么？
That is why we sang hymn 171. And what is the foundation of the church?
教会的根基就是耶稣基督呀。
The foundation of the church is Christ.
教会耶稣基督，不是耶稣基督，这个教会就是空的，这个教会就是没用的，就是空的教会来的。
Without Christ, this is just a shell.
因为耶稣不在这里的。
Because Jesus is not here.
那耶稣不在这里，你不以耶稣为做根基，你用什么来做根基呢？你用什么来建立这个教会呢？
If Jesus is not here, what do we use to establish the church and what is the foundation?
看启示录也是一样。
The same.
看这么多意象，就没有看到荣耀的基督。
We have seen many visions, but we have not seen the vision of the glorious Christ. Then what do we see?
因为最重要的基督，最重要的荣耀基督你都看不到。
The most important glorious Christ are not seen by us.
我这样讲是有根据的。
I have basis for this.
真的，很多人看启示录没有看到荣耀的基督。
Many people, when they read Revelation, they have not seen this glorious Christ.
它就是一般该来就在第一章里面。
It is just in chapter 1.
那么启示录的第一个声音是什么呢？
And what is the first voice or first sound?
第一个意象是荣耀的基督。
The first vision is the glorious Christ.
那第一个声音是什么呢？
What is the first voice?
因为启示录里面有很多声音啊。
And there are many kinds of sound or voice in the book of Revelation.
第一个声音就是主耶稣对教会说话的声音。
And the first kind of sound is actually the voice of Jesus
speaking to the church. 也就是圣经啊,
That is what the Bible says, the angel of the church writes to this church.
那是整本启示录 中的众多声音的第一个声音，圣灵向教会说话的声音。
And these are the sound that we can hear in Revelation, the Spirit says to the church.
所以你看第一章看到荣耀基督，就到第二章的时候就看到主耶稣在向教会说话。
In chapter 1, you can see the glorious Christ. In chapter 2, we can see the Spirit of God speaking to the church.
那说明什么呢？
And what does that tell us?
说明这个真教会在主耶稣的心里，这计划里是最重要的。
It tells us that the true church is the most important thing in the plan of God.
他一显现了他的荣耀过后，他就马上跟教会说话。
When he manifested his glory, immediately he spoke to the church.
那圣灵向众教会说话过后，说话过后的第一个意象是什么？
And what is the first vision after the Holy Spirit spoke to the church?
第二章、第三章都在跟七教会说话嘛。
Chapter 2 and Chapter 3 tells about the Spirit speaking to the church.
那说完话过后，第四章的第一个意象是什么？
And after the Spirit spoke to the churches, in Chapter 4, what is the first vision?
那就是我们今天刚才读的一节、二节。就是看到一个天上的宝座的意象，天上宝座的意象。
As we have read in chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, it is the throne set in heaven.
那这个天上的宝座到底是指什么？
And what does this throne in heaven refer to?
并且这宝座里面跟周围有十样宝物。
And there are, in this throne and surrounding it, there are 10 treasures.
原来圣灵向众教会说完话过后，就直接看这个意象了，看这个说话过后的第一个意象，把这个意象排在第一个。
After the Spirit spoke to the churches, this is the first thing that is, this is the first thing and the first vision.
说话过后吗？然后呢，就一直有很多意象，一直有很多很多的意象。
And after that, there were many other visions.
但是众多的意象中，这个天上宝座的意象放在第一，排在第一。
But amongst all these visions, the vision of this throne is the first one.
现在问题就是这个宝座是指什么呢？
And now the problem is, what does this throne refer to?
好，我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
此后我观看，此后是指什么时候呢？
After this, I looked, and what is this after?
那有一些翻译是说，这些事以后，这些事以后就看到天上的宝座的意象了。
And some people say that after all these things have happened, then he saw this vision.
原来这些事以后是指第二章跟第三章七教会过后发生的事所看到的意象，七教会过后发生的事看到的意象。
So these are things here refer to what happened in chapter 2 and 3, whatever happened to the churches.
这些继续出现的事，继续出现的意象，不是与七教会分开的，不是。
These are visions that happen here, that is recorded here is not to split the seven churches.
而是跟着七教会后相续继出现的事情。
But is a clear record of what happened after the Spirit spoke to the church.
所以启示录全本书中都为作末世真教会而写的。
So the entire book of Revelation is written for the church of the last days.
好，我再解释此后是什么时候。
I explain this again. What is this after this?
就是跟七教会讲完后就跟着就出现。
So it is the Spirit speaking to the churches that immediately these things happen.
所以以后发生的事，以后所看的意象，都跟七教会、跟神的国有关系，跟教会有关系。
So, all these visions have to do with the kingdom of God and the church of God.
那跟着呢？我观看，第二句话叫做我观看。
And the second thing here is I looked.
那就是使徒约翰在七教会听到七教会的说话之后。在观看的事情。
So this I looked here refer to Apostle John after what the Spirit spoke to the churches in chapter 2 and 3.
然后他看见什么呢？
And so what he did he see?
这里说第三件事是看见天上有门开了，天上原来有一个门，而且这个门开了，打开了。
He looked and behold, there is this door in heaven, and this door opened.
天上有门吗？
Is there a door in heaven?
哦，天上有门，而且这个门被打开了。
There is a door in heaven, and this door is opened.
天门打开有几个意思，几个意义。
There are a few meanings to this door in heaven being opened.
第一个意义。
First one.
天门打开表示有大事情要发生。
And the door in heaven open means something great is about to happen.
有什么大事要发生呢？
What is that great thing that is about to happen?
原来有关乎末世真教会的事，真教会出现的事。
It has to do with the appearance of the church in the last days.
真教会出现的事呢，在人来看是件大事。大事情来的，不是小事情来的。
The appearance of the church in the last days is something that is very major in the eyes of God.
好，那第二。
Secondly,
天门打开表示有大人物出现。
The door in heaven was open, and it means that someone great is about to appear.
表示这个天门打开有重要的人物，有非常尊贵荣耀的人物要从里面出来，从天门里面出来。有大人物要出现。
When the door is open in heaven, it means that someone who is very important is about to come out from heaven.
第三个意思。
The third meaning.
天门打开表示隐秘的事情要被揭开了，要被打开来了。
When the door in heaven is open, it means that a mystery is about to be unraveled.
因为天门如果关着，就没有人能够知道里面的事。
Because if the door in heaven is closed, then no one knows what happens inside the
inside. 天门关着，也就没有一个人可以进入。
So when the door in heaven is closed, no one can enter.
那天门打开有这三个意义啦，三个意思。
So when the door is open in heaven, it has these three meanings.
但是我们从圣经上看天门打开最少有七次，最少。
If we were to read the Bible, then we will notice that there are seven recordings of the door in heaven being opened.
而且每一次呢，都为不同的事情而打开。
And every time the door is open for different reasons.
那我们接下来看哪里有七次打开天门呢？哪七次呢？
We shall take a look. What are the seven times?
来，第一次。
The first time,
主耶稣洗礼的时候，看到天门打开了。
When Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened.
那这一次的天门打开，重点是与得救有关。
And in this case, when the heaven is open, it has to do with salvation.
那这个天门打开，有来自天父的见证。
And when the heavens open, there is this testimony from God.
请看路加福音书三章。
Turn to Luke chapter 3.
我现在在讲天门打开的七次打开。
I'm talking about the door of heaven that is open, the heavens open, and there are seven times.
路加福音书三章二十一节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 21.
1:3, 众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了，然后圣灵降临在他身上。形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”这是我们在圣经看到第一次天门打开。
This is the first time in the Bible that records heaven was opened.
主耶稣也在受洗，大家也在，其他的人在受洗，主耶稣也在受洗。
Jesus was baptized as with other people.
那这个天门打开就是与得救有关咯，洗礼得救有关系咯。
When this heaven is open, it has to do with salvation because baptism has to do with salvation.
这个得救有关系呢，是来自天父的见证，天父亲自见证。
And this salvation is a testimony of God Himself.
那第二次天门打开是什么事情呢？
When was the second time heaven was open?
请看使徒行传七章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7.
使徒行传七章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7.
54-56.
Verses 54-56.
来，一、二、三。众人听见这话，就极其恼怒， 向斯提凡咬牙切齿，但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。这个是啊，斯提凡啊，要殉道前所做的见证。
And this is a testimony of Stephen before he died.
他看到天开了，主耶稣站在神的右边。
He saw heavens open, and Jesus was standing in the right hand of God.
那这里天开的重点呢，是为真道为福音受逼迫天开，天为斯提凡而开。
The heaven was open for Stephen because he bore witness for God.
为那些受逼迫的人打开。
This gate of this heaven was open for those who were persecuted.
这种情形打开呢？这种情形天门打开呢？是跟天国荣耀有关系。
And this heaven was open has to do with the heavenly glory.
因为神要将大荣耀、大赐赐给这些为主牺牲、为主殉道的人。
Because God was about to give His glory to those who have sacrificed themselves. And to be martyred for God.
这是第二次看到天开的原因。
And this is the second incident where heaven opened.
那第三次天开又是什么意思呢？
Then what does the third meaning? What's the third meaning?
请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10.
第十章啊、哦，是是啊、哦，详情过程在九节到十六节了。
Verses 9-16.
好，那看第十一节啊，第十节跟十一节。
We read verse 10, verse 11.
哦，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得横游向外，看见天开了，然后呢，有一物降下，好像一块大布，细作四角垂在地上。那里面呢，有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫。并天上的飞鸟，啊，十三节。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来，宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可以的。凡素物和不洁净的物，我从来都没吃过的。”第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作素物。”这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。第三次是彼得祷告的时候看到天开了。
The third time the heaven opened was when Peter was praying.
原来这个天开是跟外邦人得救有关系。
And this heaven opened in this incident has to do with the salvation of the Gentiles.
这是一个重要的启示，重要的意象。
This is a very important revelation and vision.
因为神的救恩要临到外邦人。
Because the salvation of God is about to be given to the Gentiles.
本来神的拣选只有选亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Originally, God only chose the descendants of Abraham.
但是从这个意象开始，神的救恩、神的救赎要临到外邦人，神要拣选外邦。
But from this vision and this incident where heaven opened, God wants to choose even the Gentiles.
这个天开是跟外邦人得救有关。
So this heaven open has to do with the salvation of the Gentiles.
天开了，每一次都有它特别的事情的。
So when the heavens open, every time there is a special meaning.
那第四次是什么事呢？
When is the fourth time?
看约翰福音一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音书第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
我们读五十一节
，Verse 51，
来一起读五十一节，一二三，又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，然后呢，神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上，主耶稣亲自的见证宣告说，我们将要看到天开了。”
Our Lord Jesus personally testified that the heaven opened.
那么天开了，我们就会看到神的使者、神的天使在耶稣身上上去下来，上去下来，在主耶稣的身上。
And when heaven opened, the angels of God ascended and descended upon the Son of Man.
原来这个是天开，是指神的国降。
So this heaven opening means the kingdom of God is upon us.
与神的国、神的教会有关，神的教会。
It has to do with the church of God.
啊，那么这个天开呢？啊， 这个天使上上下下呢，主耶稣亲自见证。
And this heaven opening where the angels of God ascended and descended is personally testified by Jesus.
原来啊，什么叫做天使在主耶稣身上上上下下？
Oh, what does it mean? Angels of God ascending and descending upon Jesus.
以弗所书一章二十五节说，教会就是主耶稣的身体啊。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 25 tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
那主耶稣说，有许多天使在我的身上，就是在教会里面上上下下。
And Jesus said there are many angels of God descending and ascending and descending upon him.
所以我们的教会不是有很多天使的见证吗？
Isn't there a lot of testimonies of the angels in our
church? 天使在哪里？在哪里上上下下？就在教会里面上上下下，在耶稣这个教会的身体，在耶稣身上上上下下，不是吗？
It is in church, the body of Christ, that the angels ascend and descend.
这一两年，这几年，我讲许多天使的见证。
And in this one, two years, I have collected many testimonies of angels.
甚至刚刚在六月份，我就讲了两堂天使的见证。
In June itself, I have spoken of two sessions of angels.
包括前几天的丧礼聚会也讲了天使的见证。
Including the wake service a few days ago, I have also spoken on testimonies of angels.
这就是主耶稣说的，你们要看见天使在我的身上，就是在教会，他的教会里面上上下下。教会有许多天使见证。
Just like what Jesus said here, in the church of God, there will be angels of God ascending and descending.
如果天门不开，我们就看不到，天使也下不来。
If
因为门没有打开啊。
If heaven is not open, then the angels will not come down and go.
所以这第四次的天开是与神国、神的教会有关系。
So the fourth time when the heaven open has to do with the church of God.
那第五次天开是什么意思呢？
What is the fifth meaning?
请看以西结书一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书一章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1.
来，一二三，当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边。被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。这里是指以西结先知在巴比伦国河边，巴比伦国的河边看到这个异象。
Here Ezekiel saw this vision of heaven opening when he was at the river at Babylon.
那这个异象呢，是神要揭开隐秘的事，以及要宣布将来神的计划，神的救赎。
In this vision, God was about to open the mystery and to unravel what will happen in the future.
特别是关耶路撒冷圣殿以及以色列民有关的事情。
Especially regarding Jerusalem, the temple, and what is happening to the Israelites.
意思说，这第五次的天开。是为了要揭开神的救赎，神的救赎，神的计划。
That is to say, the fifth time this heaven opened, is to unravel the plan of God and the mysteries of God.
那特别是有关耶路撒冷圣殿以及以色列民的事。
And especially regarding the temple in Jerusalem and matters pertaining to the Israelites.
第六次天开又是什么呢？
And when was the sixth time heavens opened?
就是我们启示录四章刚才念的四章一节到二节。
It is recorded in Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the one that we have read.
第四章的一节二节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
这个天开呢，是跟真耶稣教会、末世真耶稣教会有关。
And this the heaven opened in Revelation chapter 4 has to do with the church of the last days.
我们这两三堂道理都会讲到，都会看，会继续讲下去。
In these two sessions of our service, we will be talking about this.
请注意哦，这第四启示录四章的这个意象，这个宝座是指真耶稣教会。
So, please take note. This throne here refers to the true Jesus Church.
那第七次天开又是什么呢？
When is the seventh time heavens opened?
请看启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
我们读第十一节跟十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
一二三，我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的，称为诚信真实。 他审判战争都按着公义。十二节。
12.
他的眼睛如火焰，他的头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。十三节。
13.
他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神知道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。这第七次天开啊，是有关属灵真教会征战的事情。
The seventh time heaven opened has to do with the church in war.
天开了，看到一匹白马，我们的主耶稣元帅，荣耀的基督骑在马上，那许多天上的众军，神的军队跟随着他，跟着元帅去出战。
In this passage, when the heaven opened, our Lord Jesus, that is the commander, together with the armies in heaven, went out for battle.
那你注意到了吗？这七次的天开，都是有关神的救恩。
Do you notice all the seven times the heavens were open has to do with the salvation of God?
还有关乎到神的教会。
And also the church of God.
还有关乎到神的选民，神的百姓。
Also the elect of God and God's chosen people.
七次的打开都是为这些来打开的，神的教会，神的百姓，神的救恩。
All the seven times the heavens were open for the church, His elect, and God's salvation.
所以天开绝对不是为其他的事来开的，不是的。
So the heavens was not open for other reasons.
更不是为世界的事来打开的。
And it is definitely not open for the matters of the world.
那意思是什么呢？
So what does that mean?
意思是启示录的重点，天开了，圣经中的天开了的重点是神的救恩，神的教会，神的选民。
So the key point in heavens being open in Revelation tells us that it is for God's elect, that is the church, and it has to do with salvation.
为了神的教会，为了神的儿女，为了神的救恩，天门都打开，天上都打开门了，你说几重要呢？你说几荣耀呢？
For the sake of the church, for the sake of the children of God, for the sake of His salvation, the heavens will open. Don't you think it is a very glorious matter?
我们成为神的儿女，我们进入神的教会，我们得到神的救恩是很重要的事，很荣耀的事来的。
So for us to be in the church of God as His children is a very important matter and a very glorious one.
简单说，启示录的重点就是真耶稣教会。
So the key point in Revelation is actually the true Jesus Church.
它是神的教会。
This true Jesus Church is the Church of God.
是耶稣的教会。
Is the Church of Jesus.
叫做真神耶稣的教会。
It is called the Church of Jesus, the Church of God.
这是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
这是我们的教会。
This is our church.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
我们回到启示录第四章。
We come back to Revelation chapter 4.
我们讲完了天门打开，讲完了。
We have talked about this heavens open.
那跟坐呢？这里说你上到这里来，看到吗？有声音对我说，你上到这里来。
And there is this voice telling me, come up here.
说明使徒约翰在地上，如果他仍然在地上，他就不能够明白属灵真神的奥秘，他不明白。
And here it goes to show that John was on earth, and therefore he was not able to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
你要明白神的旨意，要明白属灵奥秘的事，你必须上到神那边去，进入到灵里面去，你上到我这里来。
For us to understand God's will and the mysteries of the salvation of God, we need to go to heaven, to the spiritual realm.
就是说，你进入到圣灵里面，耶稣的生命里面，你才能够真正明白神的奥秘，神的旨意。
That is to say, we need to enter into the spiritual realm to the Spirit of God to understand matters of the Spirit.
今天我们离主耶稣那么遥远。
Today we are so far away from Jesus.
我们与世界这么的亲近。
We are so close to the world.
我们每一天都在世界打滚，在世界生活。
We are living in this world every day.
久而久之啊，我们跟主的关系距离就越来越遥远。
And very gradually, our relationship with God is more and more distant.
就是还是那个心、那个精神、那个心、那个人都在地上，大部分时间都在地上。
Most of our time is spent in this world.
我们没有上到主耶稣那边去。
We have not gone up to Jesus.
我们的心也没有到耶稣那边去。
Our heart has not gone to Jesus.
那你怎么能够明白主的旨意呢？
Then how can we understand the will of God?
这是我们看到的，得到这个很重要的大教训。你要明白启示录神的旨意，你上到我这里来，你要上来。
This is a very important teaching that we can derive here. That is, in order to understand the will of God and the matters regarding the heavenly kingdom, we must go up.
今天我们的心离开主那么遥远。
Today, our heart is so far from Jesus.
我们怎能看得清楚主耶稣身上的伤痕呢？
How can we see the wounds of on the body of Jesus?
你只知道耶稣身上有伤痕，有钉痕。
We only see the stripes and the nail-pierced hand of Jesus.
但是你不知道那个钉痕有多深，那个伤痕有多少，你不知道的。
But we do not know how many stripes, and we do not know how deep.
因为你跟他你要他距离这么遥远，你看不清楚，你看不到的。
Because we are so far from Jesus, therefore we are not able to see.
除非你去拥抱，是亲近主，去拥抱耶稣。
Unless we embrace Jesus and we go nearer to Him.
你常常靠近他的时候，你就会看到耶稣的伤痕有多少。甚至伤痕有多深，你都看得清清楚楚。
If we often see our Lord Jesus, then we will be able to see how many stripes and how deep are the nail pierced hands.
所以主耶稣呼唤我们说：“你上到我这里来。”
That is why our Lord Jesus said to us, "Come up here."
然后呢？然后再接下去。
After this,
主耶稣说：“他要将以后必成的事指示约翰，看到吗？”
Jesus said he will show the things which must take place after this.
原来主耶稣叫约翰上到他那边去呢，是要我要将以后必成的事指示你。
Jesus wants John to go to him so that he can show the things which must take place after this to him.
主耶稣叫我们上去是有目的的，有他的意思的。
Jesus tells us to come up to him with a purpose.
那以后必成的事是指什么事呢？
And what are the things that will take place after this?
就是指七印里面所要发生的事。
And these refer to the seven seals and what will happen after that.
启示录的一切所有的大大小小的事，都全部的事都全部记录在七印里面，在七印里面。
All the major and minor happenings in Revelation are recorded in the seven seals.
包括世界的那些战争，世界发生的事。
Including the battles in the world.
包括属灵真教里面要发生的事。
Also including the spiritual battle in church.
包括主耶稣降临来审判世界末日被毁灭的事。
As well as Jesus coming again to judge this world.
当然也包括魔鬼工作的事。
Of course, it also includes the work of the devil.
所有的事都在这七印里面。
Everything that happens is included in the seven seals.
这是多么的奥秘，多么重要的事情。
And this is so important and so mysterious.
那你不上来，你怎么能够明白呢？
And if we do not go up to Christ, how can we understand?
你在地上，你有资格去看这些异象，你有资格去明白这些事吗？
If we are always in this world, how can we understand the matters of God?
当使徒约翰上到那边去的时候，他顺服主的时候，主耶稣说。我要将以后必成就的事要告诉你。
When John went up to Jesus, Jesus would show him the things that must take place.
那七印的第一个印
，and the first seal, first of the seven seals.
第一件事就是真耶稣教会的出现。
The first one is the emergence of the true Jesus Church.
白马出现就是第一印，就是真耶稣教会出现。
The emergence of the appearance of this first horse is the appearance of the true Jesus Church.
这是基督再临前末日之前必成的大事。
And this is a major happening that will happen before Jesus comes again.
真教会必须在世界末日之前出现。
The true Jesus Church will appear in the last days.
然后主耶稣才降临审判世界。
Then only Jesus will come again to judge the world.
然后教会被提到天上去。
Then the church will be taken up to heaven.
所以注意主耶稣所说的。
So let's take note of what Jesus said.
以后必成的事，必定成的。
What must take place after this?
必成的事就是末日审判前必有真神的教会出现，真耶稣教会的出现。
What must take place after this is the appearance of the true Jesus.
然后真神的教会呢？这真耶稣教会呢？必须经历与魔鬼的战争征战。
And this true Jesus Church will also enter into this battle with the devil.
然后也以世界各种潮流来征战。
And it will also battle with the trends of the world.
也以各种的罪恶啊情欲来征战。
As well as the sins and the lusts of the world.
那最后呢，教会必定得胜而被提到天上去。
Lastly, the church will be victorious and taken up to heaven.
因为白马出现是元帅骑着白马出战，知道吗？不是骑着白马看风景，知道吗？
Because when the white horse appears, it is the one who sat on it is the commander.
那是一个打灵界战争来的。
And this is a battle, a spiritual realm.
我们怎么知道是灵界战争呢？
How do we know it is a spiritual battle?
因为白马出现过后，接下去说胜了又要胜，不断的得胜，不断的得胜。
Because after the appearance of the white horse, he went out conquering and to conquer.
得胜呢，就是战争啊，征战啊。
And when you conquer and are victorious, it is in a battle.
主说这是必成的事，一定会成功。
Our Lord Jesus said, this is something that must take place.
真教会一定按照神的预言啊，神的应许这样实现，这样成功的，一定是这样。
The true Jesus Church will appear, and be victorious in this manner.
虽然这么多人看不起他
，although many people despise the true Jesus Church，
虽然包括你对他也没有什么信心
，although you do not have much faith in this church，
但主说。一定会成功，一定会成就这些事，一定会成。
But our Lord Jesus said, all this must take place.
但是要成功之前，要经历战争，跟耶稣一同出战。
But before it can, before all this can take place, it must go into battle with Jesus.
所以我们再一次看到启示录的重点就是真耶稣教。
So once again, we see the importance of Revelation, that is the true Jesus Church.
主对真教会说话，也说了预言，
Jesus,
也做了应许。
Jesus spoke to the church and with a promise and with this revelation.
那我们继续看下去四章的第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
这里说，我被圣，我立刻就被圣灵感动。
Verse 2 tells us, John was in the spirit.
原文是这样写的。我立刻就进入灵里面，我立刻就在灵里面。
The original version says, he was in the spirit.
那意思是约翰呢是被圣灵充满，立刻进入灵界里面，被圣灵充满，进入灵里面。
That is to say, John was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was in the spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这也是圣灵的能力。
This is also the power of the Holy Spirit.
他会带领我们进入属灵里面，灵界里面去，灵里面去。
He will lead us into the spiritual realm.
就好像圣灵带领这个保罗提到第带他到第三层天这样去。
Just like Paul, just like the Spirit of God led Paul into this third heaven.
离开这个世界，离开这个肉体，直接进入到灵界天国里面去。
Leaving this world and this fleshly world, and entering into this third heaven.
就好像今天圣灵带领我们进入真理里面去。不是真理的外表，是进入真理的真正里面，他的生命里面去，他的光里面去。
Just like the Holy Spirit today leading us into this church and leading us into this life.
这叫做我立刻被圣灵感动，我立刻在灵里。
And this is what it means. Immediately, John was in the spirit.
好，那再接下去看。
Continue.
看那个第一节。
Verse one.
我看见天门开了。我初次听见好像吹号的声音，我第一次听到好那个声音，好像有人吹号的声音。
John heard this voice as though it was a trumpet speaking to him.
那这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
原来这个吹号的声音的意思是预备出战。
This trumpet speaking to him actually means to be prepared for war.
这里是主耶稣讲话的声音，圣灵讲话的声音，好像吹号的声音。
The words of Jesus, the words of the Holy Spirit is likened unto this trumpet speaking to him.
没有人讲话会这样的啦，讲话就是一句句讲，好好讲的嘛。
When we speak, it is word by word.
但不是这里讲话的声音，弄成好像吹号筒的。
But then here, when he speaks, it is likened unto this trumpet.
我们都知道吹号筒呢，就是要进入预备出战，预备征战。
We know this trumpet being sounded means to enter into battle.
表明好。吹号的声音表明这是主耶稣的权柄，主耶稣的权威。
It signifies the sovereignty and the power of God.
因为大君王、大元帅正向他的军队、正向他的国民发号施令。
because the great king and the great commander is coming out with his great power.
君王在发号军队的命令的时候，你好像在吹号这样。
When the king of kings come forth with his mighty host, then it's likened unto this trumpet speaking.
古代的军队哈，要祭贺的时候，要召集他们的，就是用吹号，用吹号来召集他们的。
In the Old Testament, to gather the people for battle, they will sound the trumpet.
那个吹号有高有低，有长有短，啊，有各种不同的那个声音，就代表不同的意思，那些军队都会明白的。
And whether the trumpet is in high pitch or long pitch or a short or a long duration, it has their special meaning, telling the people what to do.
哦，军队一听到号令，马上集合，马上很快速的就集合了。
And as whenever they hear this trumpet being sounded, immediately they will gather themselves.
很快就来装备了，都把它装备整齐了。
Then they will put themselves ready for war.
然后很快的就顺服，就执行，就遵行了。
Then they will submit to the commander's order.
这个叫做那个声音，好像吹号的声音，它的意思。
And this is the meaning of the voice that is like trumpet speaking.
原来我们的元帅骑白马出战了，出战了。
Our commander is on the white horse, ready for battle.
我们跟随元帅出征。
Are we ready to follow Jesus to go on battle? 所以我们
军队呢，神的百姓，神的军队呢，随时听主耶稣的号令，随时听主的声音。
So we as the army of God must be ever ready to follow Jesus' instruction.
好像吹号的声音。
Like this trumpet sounding.
你有时听道理的时候。
Sometimes when you listen to the words of God,
你是听到这些吹鸣的声音，还是听到这些吹号的声音？
Do you hear the trumpet speaking or otherwise?
马上就精神起来，马上就整个准备，整个心都严肃起来。
Will you be immediately awakened and be very vigilant?
没有，一听到这声音，马上就谦卑下来，就等候主耶稣的那种命令，接受主耶稣的吩咐。
When you hear this trumpet being sounded, you will immediately be vigilant and humble yourself to ready yourself to take instruction.
在跟教会说话。
Here Jesus is speaking to the church.
启示录的第一个声音就是主耶稣跟教会说。
The first sound in Revelation is Jesus speaking to the church.
不断的跟教会说话。
Today our Lord Jesus continued to speak to the church.
所以你在敬拜神的时候。你在聚会的时候，你听有没有听到主的声音
？So when you worship God in His church, do you hear God's voice?
我们只听到讲道的人在讲道。
We often hear only the speaker.
其实说你敬畏神的心，你用专心来聚会听到，你会听到主的声音。有时会像军队那种号令的声音，那个吹号的声音。
If you're focused in listening to the speakers, then you will be able to hear this trumpet speaking to you.
但是我知道有一些人不喜欢听这种声音。
But some people do not wish to listen to this kind of voice.
这是我们很可惜的事。
This is something that is so unfortunate.
那是一个沉睡的信仰正在这个军队这些百姓军队正在睡觉。
And this goes to show that the army is sleeping.
好，我们明天安息的早上，我们继续真教会的十样宝物。
And tomorrow morning Sabbath service, we shall continue with the 10 treasures of the church.
哎呀，我还没有解释到天上的宝座是什么。
I have not explained what is this throne in heaven.
那么天明天来解释吧。
I shall explain this tomorrow.
那开始讲十样宝物了，开始讲。
And I will also begin to speak on the 10 treasures.
明天再解释什么？这个天上的宝物宝座是指什么？
I will explain tomorrow what is this throne in heaven.
我的话中已经说出这是真耶稣教。
I have already spoken that this is the true church.
但是我没有给你们圣经章节。
But I have not given you any basis of the Bible.
明天再看。
We shall refer to all these verses tomorrow.